News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
So it is time for the Executive Chair, and I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Tony O'Malley. He's the CEO and Director at Fujitsu Ireland. Tony, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for that, Bobby. It's great to be on the show, and good morning to all your listeners.
Now, we'll go to West Clare, a place I know well, and indeed Kilrush, where you were the son of a Garda sergeant. But your first experience with customers was in a farmer's shop where they sold everything from newspapers to cured bacon to animal feed. That sounds great.
Yeah, it was a very rich learning ground, I think is the way you would put it, Bobby. But yeah, West Clare, beautiful place to grow up. And very normal upbringing. And you know where Kilrush is situated. You've got the Shannon Estuary to yourself and the Atlantic Ocean to the west. But yeah, first job, age 12, it was when I was on school holidays, worked in a farmer's store. And you said, sold everything from animal feed to cured bacon, and got a great sense of, you know, what's involved in customer care, but also a work ethic. Worked 6 days a week, sometimes half day on a Sunday. Yeah. And the other thing, when I look back at it fondly, is there was no cash registers or tills in those days. So all the totting up was either done by hand or done in the head.
And you know,
so that's where I honed my numeracy skills.
It's amazing as well how important that actually is. I often see the kids having to use a calculator, you know, for the simplest of equations. That makes you razor sharp in terms of your numeracy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have three boys here as well, and I can see with them, you know, it's always a calculator at the hand. But just being able to do arithmetic quickly in your head, it's invaluable in our line of business. So, it was great to get it at that early age.
So, Tony, an army career beckoned. You were a second lieutenant at the age of 18, a remarkably young age. And you spent 12 years in the army, including a duty overseas in the Lebanon with the UN. Tell us a little bit about your experience there.
Yeah, I suppose I went to the Christian Brothers School, didn't really know, like a lot of people, what I wanted to do at that age. But as you already mentioned, my dad was a Garda sergeant, so I think it instilled a bit of civic duty. So opted to go in for the cadets and joined the 17, commissioned at 18. And I have to say, I look back at my 12 years really fondly. It was a very rich learning ground. You learn a huge amount about yourself. You learn an awful lot about leading people, managing people, and I guess, you know, the purpose of team and the power of team and the place of trust in all that. So I had a great time. Commissioned at 18 into Dublin, and when I look back on it now, it's ridiculously young.
Yeah.
And it's probably fair to say that the Dublin soldiers took advantage of my relative youth, and what I lacked in experience, I made up for with enthusiasm. And probably reflecting the time, it was the mid-80s, I spent a bit of time on the border, as all young officers were expected to do. Then went to college for 4 years, where I studied a computer science degree. Came back then to Army Quarters for the last 5 years of my 12 years. And that's, I guess, where the military life and technology converged. And during that time, you know, I managed to go overseas and get a trip in Lebanon in 95, which really, I guess, was a culmination of everything you learned in a real operational environment. And that was hugely enjoyable as well.
And computerization and IT and all that stuff, you know, that I suppose you had gone away, you know, at the Army's expense to be educated around IT and computers and that. So were you then in the Army at a very, I suppose, important time for the digital transformation in that organization?
Yeah, that's exactly the way it was, Bobby. We were skipping generations of technology in where we were starting, and it was a fledgling IT section in Army Quarters. So I think the Army probably didn't know quite to do with us when we were going out of college initially, but very quickly made a lot of progress. So having this qualification meant you were probably doing the role of more senior rank, and that was really enjoyable for a period of time. So we caught up quite a bit, made a big impact in a very short period of time. So, and again, given where my career went on to come, it was really a great learning for me.
Yeah. And then 22 years with Fujitsu, and I'm interested as well, Tony, as indeed our listeners will be, in that transition from somewhere like the Army to the corporate world. Like that's got to pose challenges.
It has. And I guess the first thing you got to overcome is, you know, again, being a child of the 80s and there wasn't too many jobs around, giving up that job security going from the Army into corporate world. But, you know, my gut instinct telling me it was time for a fresh challenge. And that's the other thing. My gut instinct has generally been right throughout my career. So that's probably where I first learned the impact and importance of that. I was coming from very much a command and control structure in the army, where people generally did what they were told to do, quickly realized when you moved into the corporate world that, you know, people are motivated by different things.
Yeah.
And that's something that I've learned over the years. You've had to adapt and learn as you go. And, you know, the role of a leader now in an organization is becoming even greater. There's greater expectations, particularly in the world we live in now, in this digital revolution, where there's just this huge amount of disruption and different things are needed from leaders as we go forward for businesses to be successful.
Yeah. And control and command, Tony, in your view, does that have a role in the corporate world? It, to some degree, it must have.
It does. And in the case of it's knowing the situation, when to use it and to hone it. So when I look at the skill set I had coming out of the army and my first role actually in Fujitsu, I joined Fujitsu, and I've stayed in the group really for the last 22 years, doing different roles from delivery to sales, eventually general management, but being structured, being organized, being strong on process, and clearly the ability to lead, to motivate, and something I would refer to as situational awareness. And by that I mean an inherent ability to assess risk, particularly in a fluid situation. That was an invaluable skill set to bring into the corporate world.
Yeah.
And, particularly in an area of complex program, project management, dealing with diverse teams, multidisciplined, etc., you know, it really stood me to good stead.
Okay. Now let's talk about Fujitsu. In Ireland for over 50 years, which is great. Established in Japan in 1935, employing approximately 130,000 people worldwide. And I'm very interested in your take, Tony, on, you know, how central technology was from this move from the office to the home. And again, your own experience around that must have been quite daunting.
It was. Fujitsu was one of the first companies globally, once the pandemic started and everybody moved into, let's call it, this working from home mode, to say, you know what, something profound has happened in our workplace. People are not exclusively associating work with the traditional office. They also saw the benefit of the commuting time freed up to either do higher value activity in their job, or indeed to have a better work-life balance. So that's the profound thing that's happening. Now companies are really grappling with, you know, what do we do with this? We're slowly reopening society, reopening business. We're no longer going to be in lockdown, hopefully. But, you know, the challenges for business are, well, what do we do with the space we have? What do we do with our people? They've enjoyed some elements of flexibility from a location perspective, from a time perspective. How do we attract and retain talent? How do we keep our people connected in a remote environment? How do people still live and do the values of the company? And you've also then got the layer on top of that, the additional legislative changes that are coming. The WRC in April issued a code of practice around the right of employees to disconnect. And then you've got later on this year, the right of employees to request to remote remotely. So all of this is there for businesses trying to make sense of it all. But Fujitsu has ran towards this. We see this as a future way of working. We've embraced it. So 500 people in Ireland, 80,000 in Japan, and the rest all over the world are moving towards a hybrid working model. And it's flexibility from location, it's flexibility from a time perspective. So we've looked at our workspaces, and, you know, going forward is going to have to be an ecosystem of workspaces, from hubs to satellites to shared offices.
And does that mean, Tony, that you'll be downsizing in terms of the office environment?
I think it's going to be a smarter footprint than the footprint that we currently have. And any savings we get by releasing floor space, I think, is going to be reinvested in making it a better experience for employees. So we accept and promote and encourage, you know, flexibility in location. But when our employees come back into the office, it needs to be a better experience. There needs to be better technology.
Wow, that's really interesting. I suppose we better ask you about your new love, which is sea swimming. I don't know if you were listening to the program a bit earlier, but I took a dip myself yesterday. You found that sea swimming is a great man to sort you out.
Well, it's something that I've recently discovered the virtues of, probably thanks to my wife, Marguerite. And I haven't quite joined the dry row brigade just yet, even though she's
a
car member herself.
Don't.
But no, on a serious note, I was actually in for a dip half eight this morning in the Atlantic Ocean, but I found it fantastic in terms of stress management, particularly over the last 13 months. And like, you know, I said, where I live in South Galway here in a parish called Beha, you're spoiled for choice. You know, you can go for a dip anywhere from the Pollokhols in Kilkee all the way up to Clare Coast to Canberra. When I go in the water, I always feel better coming out. So physically, it's great from a recovery perspective, and then just from mental health, which is the other big issue, I guess, all workers
all right.
in the current configuration are dealing with.
Great to talk to you, Tony, and great to get into your world. Fascinating career and indeed fascinating business. And I might see you for a swim in the Pollokhols over the over the summer indeed. And who knows, maybe even at Christmas time. That's Tony O'Malley there, the CEO and Director of Fujitsu Ireland.